Chemical engineers, IT support technicians and certain types of assistant nurses are among the 27 job categories that won't need to meet the higher minimum salary requirement for work permits once it comes into effect at the start of June, the government and the Sweden Democrats have announced. The lowest possible salary for foreign workers from outside the EU is currently 80% of Sweden's monthly median, but that's being raised to 90% in little over a week, which is currently around 33,390 kroner a month, although this figure is set to change in June too, once Sweden's official pay statistics are updated. The exempt professions will instead only need to earn 75% of the monthly median salary to work in Sweden. That's around 27,000, 28,000 kroner a month at the moment. You can hear more details of this on our homepage. A 22-year-old man, the main suspect in the killing of rapper Gaboro, has been sentenced to life in prison by Norrköping District Court. He had no previous convictions. He's been convicted of murder as well as attempted murder and serious weapons offences linked to another shooting about a week before. He's denied the accusations. Gaboro was shot dead in December 2024 in a garage in Norrköping. The attacker filmed the shooting and the video later spread on social media. A 30-year-old man charged with aiding the crime has been acquitted. Sweden's introducing a new emergency alert system called SE Alert that can warn all mobile phones in an affected area within seconds. No app or internet's needed. It's built into updated iPhone and Android software and uses cell broadcast technology so networks won't clog up like they would with mass text messaging. The rollout starts this summer with full operation expected by the end of the year, news agency TT reports. And finally, while a ridge of high pressure is giving sunny and warmer weather for much of Sweden, there are weather warnings of heavy rain in place for parts of the north. There could be flooding in an area inland of Luleå, including in Boden, Pajala and Piteå. Those were Friday's headlines. For more news from Sweden, go to our homepage or check out our longer weekly podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly. That's out now too. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great weekend.